The six elements we want to emphasize as critical are: number one, address the client's needs first. While this may seem obvious, it inverts the existing paradigm of completing a comprehensive assessment that was highly regulated as to content and process before offering services to the patient. Number two, maintain the clinical integrity of the process. Treat First arose from the work of the quality service review process, which conceptualizes the clinical pathway of behavioral health services according to the practice wheel, which we'll describe in detail in a moment. Number three, include other aspects of clinical care. Treat First does not preclude the offering or provision of needed services. It simply puts a priority on meeting the stated needs of the clients first. Number four, improve client engagement. Rather than performing an assessment according to regulatory requirements, Treat First helps clients collaborate in collecting information needed for a comprehensive assessment in a natural and meaningful way. Number five, increase client commitment. In attending to the practice wheel, clients' experience of Treat First tends to demonstrate that clients care about the services they receive because they see how they were developed to respond to the needs they themselves reported. Number six, cultural sensitivity. Because Treat First necessarily personalizes the process of understanding what the client is seeking and building a service plan based on that, it provides a context that is exquisitely open to the skilled provision of culturally sensitive services. Let's look at how.